familiar? If your baby is going through another bout of bad diaper rash, then you need to give Dr. Mom Butt Balm a try. It was created by a mom who's also a doctor. When my kids were little, I remember using this thick, goopy cream to help soothe their sensitive skin. Ugh, it was so difficult to wipe off. Not with Dr. Mom Butt Balm. You only need a small amount, and it's really easy to apply and remove. It's also free of dyes, preservatives, and zinc oxide, so it's gentle on your baby's delicate skin. Help your baby feel better and get relief from irritating diaper rash with Dr. Mom Butt Balm. Look for it on Amazon and Walmart.com.
From the time your baby has his first bowel movement and throughout the first year of life, your baby's poop stories will become a regular topic at the family dinner table. But what is your baby's poop really telling you about his body? I'm Dr. James Murphy, pediatrician and an internationally board-certified lactation consultant, and you're listening to Newbies.
He's gorgeous.
It's a girl.
Surprise! The whole family's here!
So when are you having the next one?
It's just poop.
Ready for another?
Wow, you look really tired.
Ready to go back to work?
Yellow poop? Seriously?
Did you sterilize this?
Sex? Now? You've got to be joking.
You should sleep when the baby sleeps.
She doesn't look anything like you.
I thought you already had your baby.
I did.
Babies don't come with instructions, so there's Newbies, helping new moms and new babies through the first year. Welcome to Newbies, broadcasting from the Birth Education Center of San Diego. Newbies is your online, on-the-go support group guiding new mothers through their baby's first year. I'm your host, Kristen Stratton. I'm also a certified birth doula, postpartum doula, and owner of In Due Season Doula Services. If you haven't already, be sure to visit our website at newmommymedia.com and subscribe to our weekly newsletter. You can also subscribe to our show through iTunes, so you'll automatically get new episodes when they're released. Sunny's here to tell us about other ways you can participate in the new show.
Okay. Hi, everybody, and thanks for listening to Newbies. So here on Newbies, we like to get the audience, you guys, our listeners, involved in the conversation. There's several ways you can do that. First of all, we have a Facebook page and a Twitter page. We would love for you guys to follow us. We'll be posting some questions there to ignite different types of conversations, similar conversations that we have here on the show, so please check that out. Also, if you want to be part of the actual show, if you want to have your voice on Newbies, or your story on Newbies, there's a couple different segments we're working on. One is called Ask the Experts, and we have a team of experts that are waiting to answer pretty much any question you have when it comes to being a new mom and having a new baby. If you go to our website on newmommymedia.com, there's a whole list of experts there, and you can submit your question. That way, we'll read it on the show, and that way, you'll get your questions answered. The other one is we love talking about different apps. Newbies has an app. All of our New Mom Media shows have apps, and we want to know what apps you like that you've been using, you know, early on in motherhood, and we'll talk about those on the show too. And we're actually going to review an app in just a little bit. So those are a couple ways that you can get involved, and I'm sure there's going to be many more in the future.
All right, let's go ahead and meet our panelists.
My name is Tariana Hamilsmith. I'm 27. I'm a stay-at-home mom of two. My son is 4 months old, and my daughter is 3.5.
Hi, my name is Serena Salinas. I'm 33. I am a lawyer as well as a yoga instructor, and I do Mommy and Me classes. And I have one daughter. She is 8 months old.
Wonderful. Thanks for joining us.
Sound familiar? If your baby is going through another bout of bad diaper rash, then you need to give Dr. Mom Butt Balm a try. It was created by a mom who's also a doctor. When my kids were little, I remember using this thick, goopy cream to help soothe their sensitive skin. Ugh, it was so difficult to wipe off. Not with Dr. Mom Butt Balm. You only need a small amount, and it's really easy to apply and remove. It's also free of dyes, preservatives, and zinc oxide, so it's gentle on your baby's delicate skin. Help your baby feel better and get relief from irritating diaper rash with Dr. Mom Butt Balm. Look for it on Amazon and Walmart.com.
Okay, so before we kick off our conversation today, where we're going to be talking about baby poop, I thought it was appropriate. We found an app that is all about baby poop. It's called PoopMD. It is a free app that's available on the iPhone and iPad. It was created by an assistant professor at Johns Hopkins University of Medicine. And the whole goal is to learn about your infant's poop colors and what they mean. And it uses the camera option on your phone, so you can actually take pictures of your baby's poop. And assuming the lighting is correct, and believe it or not, they've got lighting tips and everything to kind of guide you through the whole process. But it will analyze the color and, you know, tell you if it's something you immediately need to talk about with your pediatrician. You can also store the results for future reference, and you can email your pediatrician a copy of the photos and the results. And the interface is pretty easy to use. It really is all about taking pictures and saving them and analyzing them. That's pretty much the only real function of this app. Everyone had a chance to kind of look at it a little bit. What do you guys think, Kristen?
I really am fascinated by this. I don't know what I did without this when I was, you know, taking care of my newborns, but certainly think that this would be a good way if you didn't have access to, you know, immediately getting hold of your pediatrician if you had some concerns. This could maybe, you know, alleviate some of your worry if things were normal, or maybe help you make the decision to, you know, seek care right away. But it's definitely interesting that you would be photographing your baby's poop. And there's a baby poop color chart, which is pretty helpful. And it's not breastfed exclusive either. There is some information about normal poop for a formula-fed baby too. So that's very helpful.
All right, ladies, what do you think?
I could see myself using this a lot, especially now I have a four-month-old, and just recently his poops started changing colors.
Yeah.
Before, up until 3 months, it was like green, uh-huh. And I think that was just his stomach getting used to being outside of the womb, and now it's more of the standard mustardy color that it should be. But every once in a while, it still fluctuates, and I think it's him. He's like happy, usually, anyways. He doesn't have any issues, no diaper rash, nothing like that, and I think it's just the way that he poops individually. But there was definitely moments where I was thinking, this is an interesting color. I wonder what this means, or, oh, this looks weird. I wonder, I mean, like, it's not necessarily doctor worthy yet, but I would still like some peace of mind.
Yeah, of course.
So I could see myself using it.
For me, as a first-time parent, and I have a younger sister who has 3 kids, but she's far away. And so I don't have the benefit of having family members that I can be sending my poop pictures to. and let's be real, I'm taking pictures of my daughter's poop. So this is already using something. It's already tapping into something that I'm already engaging in. And I have a friend who gave birth to her daughter a few months before me. And so we were exchanging pictures of poo with one another. But it would have been nice to include an MD in that conversation. I wish I would have known about this 8 months ago, because it would have tapped into something I was already doing, which was freaking out about poo. And it would have alleviated my concerns, which was mentioned earlier. Again, it would have just been nice to have something to engage in, because if I don't have something to engage in, I'm just engaging in my thoughts, which are just going to get more ridiculous and more ridiculous, and it would have saved me a lot of calls to the pediatrician.
Speaking of pediatrician, okay, Dr. Murphy, I'm really curious to hear what you have to say. Are you okay with moms out there analyzing their baby's poo with an app?
Oh, well, they're always analyzing your baby's poo and calling and talking about us and trying to figure out what they're seeing over the phone is very hard. So,
yes.
I mean, even now when I release tongue or lip ties, mothers take pictures of that in between visits and send it to me and say, is this still, am I doing it okay? And so it really helps in between actual visits to be able to analyze what's going on. But yes, in the first week of life, the photos tell us, I think, more than later on, unless there's a real medical problem going on. So I'm just wondering if the people who put out this app, how many people are they devoting to receiving the photos and commenting and returning it?
I don't think it's that they're actually receiving the photos. I think it's the app itself, based on the color, is giving you a breakdown.
Oh, it's going to be a mechanical thing.
It's a mechanical thing, yeah. And it's not to replace pediatricians. It's just, again, it's that, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning, whatever, and, oh my gosh, this is a totally different color. What do I do? I think it's like an interim thing, like you were talking about, between visits, or just to kind of ease their mind, you know, at strange times, right?
Well, it'll do one of those. Ease their minds or make them more anguish.
Yeah, that's true.
Show up sooner.
Yeah. That's true. Okay, so we're going to put a link on our website for this, and you guys can download and check it out if you want. It is free, so we love free stuff.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Today on Newbies, we're discussing what you need to know about all things baby poop. Our expert, Dr. James Murphy, is a fellow of the American Academy of Pediatrics, a fellow of the Academy of Breastfeeding Medicine, president of the San Diego County Breastfeeding Coalition, served 1 year on the governing council of the International Affiliation of Tongue Tie Professionals, is a member of the International Lactation Consultants Association, and an internationally board-certified lactation consultant. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Murphy, and welcome to the show.
Glad to be here.
Dr. Murphy, can you tell us about that first bowel movement that we all know so well, that thick black poop?
Well, that's called meconium, and it's the residual of what's in the bowel as it's forming. And as the baby is swallowing amniotic fluid, it's all the leftovers, as it usually is. And so this is very thick, darkly colored. And it looks black when it comes out. But if you take it and you smear it on a white sheet of paper, you'll see it's just green. But because it's so dark green, it really looks black. And it's a little sticky. But it's not anything like the black that happens when you have blood in your poop. So this black poop is just thick, sticky stuff that has to be cleared before the regular poop starts coming.
And what should new parents expect to happen with their baby's bowel movements those first few days of life?
Well, as I was learning to be a lactation consultant, one of our courses told us that on the first day, your baby's poop is black. On the second, it's dark green. On the third, it's light green. On day four, it should be gris poupon. And on day five, it should be French's mustard. So if your milk came in on time and you have sufficient quantity, and a baby is transferring a sufficient quantity of milk to grow normally, their poop tends to follow that pattern. However, so many mommies do have problems with getting their milk coming in because the baby has trouble extracting the milk. And we have other issues that delay the normal progress of this. We can have babies that have dark poo much later in the first week, and that's a big red flag that we have a problem and baby's not getting proper nutrition. So that needs to be addressed right away.
Yeah, that's a really important subject. How often should a parent expect an exclusively breastfed baby to poop those first few weeks?
So once we get going, we'd like to see two good poops a day, but babies don't always give us what we want. So sometimes we see no poops, and sometimes we see them pooping all day long. After we get going for a few weeks, babies can start to have pauses between stools, so they're not stooling every day. And then doctors actually have stories about how long they've had patients go between poops, and it still comes out nice and soft, and they'll just go through a whole box of diapers in one day, and then they'll do it all over again. So there's a wide range of normal. If a baby is stooling every day, we're very comfortable that everything is functioning well. Moms get concerned when the babies aren't pooing every day. And we tell them as long as the baby is comfortable and eating and looks happy, you should be happy too. When the baby starts to get grumpy, that's usually around day five or six, then maybe it's time to do something. And there are a lot of easy things to do. You can just stimulate the baby's rear end with a thermometer or the probe from a thermometer. You can give a glycerin suppository, which isn't active. It just simply melts and greases the chute, and it tells the rectum that there's something in here that shouldn't be in here. Okay, baby poop is just not irritating to the bowel. It just sits there and is fine. But the glycerin suppository will irritate and cause the baby to relax the anus and let the poop come out and make everybody happy. You know, so when the baby gets grumpy, it's time to do something. But the baby's happy, I just sit back and relax.
All right. And I'm sure our panelists have some really great stories about their poop with their newborn those first few weeks.
So much poop.
So maybe you can share some of those good stories.
With both my children, for the first week, it was my husband who was on diaper duty. I had cesareans, so I didn't do a lot of that. Thankfully, I never had to experience the dark, sticky black poop, and I'm pretty happy about that. But I remember distinctly with my daughter, was one time she was sitting in her swing, and I heard her I heard the fart come out, and it was a big, wet one. And I'm thinking, oh, okay, you know, now it's time to change her diaper. I'll just take her upstairs. And I pick her up, and she's dripping in poop. And there is, like, poop soup in her swing. And I have a dog who, you know, is into everything. And so as I'm holding this, like, infant, poop dripping from her and in the swing, and I'm trying to, like, get her upstairs, and, like, dog's following, licking it up. And I'm like, this is what is happening. Thankfully, my son has not had such... I guess excitement with his poop. He did poop in my lap once, which was horrifying, and because it got in places I don't want to mention. But that was unpleasant as well.
And you survived.
Yes, yes. I'm like, well, now second time mom, you're like, it's poop, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, as a first time mom, I naturally was concerned about everything, and my boyfriend and I, we shifted. Diaper duty. And I'm really happy about that. But we used cloth diapers initially. And so I feel like my relationship with poo was very intimate because of the cloth diaper relationship. Specifically, you know, washing them and, you know, just the recycle. But I don't have any particularly positive memorable poop soup stories, but I do remember my boyfriend and I using as a barometer of whether everything is okay if her poo smelled like freshly baked bread. And I know it's not, it feels kind of icky to make that connection between delicious fresh baked bread and fresh baked poo. But that was our barometer at that point in time. And again, as first time parents, we were a little caught off guard. We're like, yeah. Wow, that smells like fresh baked bread. And I was like, I'm not cooking nothing. And it's like, oh, baby girl's cooking something. So that was the interesting aspect of our first relationship with poo, was the bread barometer, if you will.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember my kids' poop smelling kind of sweet.
Yeah. Yeasty.
It's gross.
Elliot
sometimes smells like sweet and then cheesy or then like sweet. And then I'm like, what is? I don't want to eat lunch after this.
Well, you know, we just get to know our babies so well,
yeah.
Don't we?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, Dr. Murphy, for our parents who choose to or who need to use formula, what should they look for in their newborn's bowel movements?
Some babies can deal with the formula just fine. But because breast milk is 90% liquid protein, the whey, and 10% the hard protein, the casein. Baby poop an exclusively breastfed baby should always be soft. Constipation is just not possible unless you have a neurologic disorder called Hirschsprung's disease, and then it can't come out and it can get hard. But with formula, that's more than 50% casein. So it makes much firmer stools, and the babies can have anywhere from a nice soft poop, like the breastfed baby, all the way down to having teeny tiny little rabbit pellets or the things that look like little pencils coming out. And then when it gets hard like that, then we need to modify the baby's diet or at least add something to the diet that puts liquid fiber back into the poo and makes it soft again so the baby doesn't have to strain so hard to pass the poo.
Let's talk about constipation. Can you explain a little bit more about breastfed babies and formula babies when constipation would be a concern?
Well, constipation by itself is a definition of a problem, because when you're constipated, you have hard poop and it's difficult to pass. So it's uncomfortable and it can set the bowel up for lifetime problems. We think that when we had hard poo regularly and everybody had to push out real hard, that the bowel develops these little outpouchings called diverticula. And then when you get to be middle-aged or so, you can have diverticulitis, which is every bit as dangerous as appendicitis. So we try to keep the poo soft so that you don't have to use unusual pressure to have a bowel movement. So constipation is annoying at the very least and can cause anatomic changes in the bowel that's significant. So keeping the poo soft so that it passes easily without effort is what we should always be striving for.
Okay, and panelists, did you ever experience any issues with constipation with your babies?
The only time I've experienced it is when my daughter was 6 months old and we decided we were going to start trying solids. And we started with, I think it was oatmeal cereal with iron fortified, which first-time mom didn't know that iron could be constipating. So I gave it to her and she didn't poop. And then she was struggling and crying, and I had to actually lay her on the bathroom floor and then like put her legs up and half and like physically help her like dig it out. And I remember it being very scarring for her, like not physically scarring, but just, you know, emotionally scarring for myself, having to dig poop out of my child's bottom, and for her probably, because that's not fun. So we just put away with the cereal and we just went, you know, said forget that. But we haven't had any issues yet with my son, but that is definitely forefront in my mind when we do eventually start solids, to just stay away from that for a little while.
Yeah, I had a similar experience, which started what my boyfriend calls my poo anxiety. He is of the belief that that I have this irrational anxiety about constipation. And after I gave birth to my daughter, I was constipated. And so I remember how uncomfortable it was, and it does not feel good. And I don't want my baby girl having to deal with anything remotely close to what I experienced. And so I had a similar experience, which perpetuated or facilitated my poo anxiety, which was we started formula. We started supplementing with formula. We had a similar instance where she was just super uncomfortable, pushing, grunting. And so, not being scared of poo, I went in and dove right on in and had a similar experience where I needed to assist her. And unfortunately, it did not resolve. I wasn't able to pull anything out. Oh. And so it was just really hard to have to see her go through something that I went through. So I know personally. But since then, we've been able to resolve this issue of making sure that whatever she is fed, it doesn't facilitate constipation. But it's still something that is always at the forefront of my mind. If she's unhappy or grunting, my first reaction is constipation. But as time has gone on, I've gotten a little better with my poo anxiety, but it's still at the forefront of my mind.
Yeah, well, understandably so, I think. Well, when we come back, we'll continue our discussion about baby poop. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Dr. James Murphy about baby poop and what every new parent should know. Dr. Murphy, let's talk about what you would recommend for a new parent whose child is very gassy and having discomfort in both a breastfed baby and a formula-fed baby.
Well, one of the things you think of is we talk about foremilk and hind milk, which has been found to be due to the fat globules adhering to the ductules. And so the protein and carbohydrate portion of the milk flows more freely, and tends to, if what you're doing is feeding a little bit from each breast and you're giving mostly what we refer to as foremilk, then we're not getting the fat content that satisfies the baby and makes the baby less gassy. So you end up with green, frothy, explosive poops. Okay, and one person found out that, you know, I believe that was in Western Australia, that you don't have to deal with foremilk, hind milk, because a simple massage of the breast before you feed and you have a milkshake. There is no foremilk. There is no hind milk.
I love that.
Okay? So that's one way to, if you think it's foremilk syndrome, all you have to do is massage it, create the milkshake, and then feed the baby. One thing that is consistent, though, is whatever seems to make the mother gassy will make the baby gassy. So if mother's eating the same kind of food and is passing on to the baby, she wants to stop having the problem with the baby, she needs to change the diet. So we have to think about that. Formulas, if you have milk intolerance, then you're going to have to use a formula that doesn't use cow milk as the basis for that. And we have a variety of different formulas that are nutritionally complete, nowhere near all the benefits of breast milk, but nutritionally are complete and have the ability to resolve the individual sensitivities that each baby has. So you have to consult your pediatrician usually about that. And pediatricians are very, very well versed in formula manipulation because we get so much information about that. I just wish they were as well versed in how to support a breastfeeding diet.
Yeah. In a perfect world.
Yep.
Yeah. You touched on it before, but what's the longest normal interval between bowel movements in an exclusively breastfed baby?
We'd like to see the baby having poo every day. And so when we have two poos a day early on, we know the baby is getting a sufficient volume of milk in order to gain weight. When they're not pooing regularly, then we have to follow weights to see what's happening. The interval between poops is very variable. It's variable baby to baby, and it's also variable from day to day within babies. So when the baby starts to become upset from not pooing, even though the breast milk is totally normal, that's not causing any problems in the bowel, something is happening. The accumulation in the rectosigmoid area is becoming uncomfortable for the baby. That's the time to do something. So normal is what the baby has that is comfortable for mom and comfortable for baby. And that tends to be not more than 5 days between poos. But most babies satisfy us and go long before 5 days. But again, if they get out to 5 days and they start to get grumpy, the longer they go after that, the more grumpy they get. So it's time to either use the lubricated rectal thermometer or the glycerin suppository. And then babies who are on formula and do have chronic constipation need to have something that they put in the diet regularly in order to keep the poo soft. And today that's pretty much Miralax because it's done such a wonderful job of softening poo from the other end. You know, you can, we used to have to give enemas to get constipation out. And now just by giving repeated doses of the Miralax, it makes the poo soft as it goes down and can expel that without all that trouble of having to give very uncomfortable enemas to disimpact a baby.
And those explosive poops that we mentioned before, would those be an indication of an issue or are those normal at all?
Those are normal, unfortunately. Yes.
Oh, man.
So we would like to have them, you know, a couple of poos every day. They should stay in the diaper, you know, and not smell too badly. But babies are babies. They may save it up and then all of a sudden have the mega poo that goes up the back and down the legs and everywhere else.
Which is why you should always keep extra clothes no matter where you go, in your purse.
For mom, too. Yes.
And lots of wipes.
Yes. Lots of wipes, yes. Panelists, do you have any tricks or tips that you've learned to help you with these explosive moments? And what do you wish you had known about your baby's poop that first year?
Like, no tricks to make them not happen, because they happen all the time. But I did learn with my first child that, well, usually when she had an explosive diaper, it was because the diaper got too small, and so she needed a size larger. And it took me quite a few messes to figure that out. That was, I guess that's a tip. So now with my son, the minute it starts leaking out the top, I'm like, oh, size up, time to go. Let's do this now so we can avoid that mass mess later.
No tips other than the tip that you had mentioned earlier about the diaper being too small. And I think we mentioned it a little earlier in the conversation, is just make sure you have an extra pair of change of clothes for you and baby, as well as some wipes and maybe a little bit of water, because sometimes the wipes just won't just won't pick it up.
And a bag.
Yeah.
You need like a trash bag or like a grocery bag. Just store that stuff in as you're on the move, because that gets everywhere.
Do you guys wash them? Like, you know, the poop explosions that go all over the onesies and stuff. Do you guys have any tips for what you use to wash it with? Because I know that stuff can stain really fast.
So fast.
Yes.
The second it dries.
Yes.
I use OxyClean, actually. And sometimes sunlight. If I don't need it right away, I'll just leave it out in the sun. But if I need it, like my son's swaddle, his Woomby, that sometimes gets poop on it, I need that like that night. So I need that right away. So I'll wash it, spray it. I use a little toothbrush to scrub and get in all the grooves and then wash it. And it comes right out and it's amazing.
Yay! What do we use? So I forget what it's called, but if we have like a stain stick that we use that is, it doesn't have a bunch of chemicals in it. And I'll also put some thieves oil inside my wash if need be. And that seems to do a good job of pulling out that brown color that pops up.
Like the yellow.
It's the mustard color that I found to be really hard to get out of anything.
Yeah. And so when I was pulling out my daughter's clothes for my son, I realized, it's like, oh, look, there's a stain.
The line, the telltale
Let's
line.
Let's put this back in the wash. Yep.
That was last Thursday.
So we need to have the manufacturers design a diaper that expands to accommodate any size poop.
Right? Yes. Or like onesies that repel poop stains.
Yeah. Well, they have the slit in the shoulders so that you can pull the onesie down rather than up over the head. Face. I did not learn that until after my three children.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so a lot of my kids got poop on their face. Sorry, kids. Sorry. Mommy loves you. All right. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Murphy, and our lovely panelists for chatting with us today about baby poop. And for our Newbies Club members, our conversation will continue after the end of this show. Dr. Murphy will share about when to begin solids and how to interpret your baby's poop. For more information about the Newbies Club, please visit our website at newmommymedia.com.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTCAL.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
We have a question from one of our listeners, and this comes from Hattie of New Mexico. And Hattie writes, "Hi, I'm a first-time mom with a one-week-old newborn. Is it possible for an infant this young to develop diaper rash, even when I use ointment with every change to prevent it? What should I do if this problem keeps occurring?"
Hello, Hattie. This is Dr. Tara Zandvliet. Yes, it is definitely possible for your newborn to have a diaper rash in the first week. It's often the time they get the most diaper rashes. Their newborn skin is super sensitive, and everything from the diaper, the cream, the wipes, and even their own urine can irritate the skin to the point of seeming like a burn. As they get older, their skin becomes much less sensitive, and diaper rash happens less often. So keep the skin clean and dry, change the diaper often, and don't rub a lot with those wipes. It's hard with the thick black meconium at the beginning, but by now it should be easy to gently wipe off the stool. Consider using just a soft cloth with water instead of a wipe, or use hypoallergenic wipes with aloe. You can use aloe creams, zinc creams like Desitin, or vitamin creams like A&D. They all help as a barrier between the wetness and the skin. If you use a zinc cream, use the original ones, not the creamies. One favorite where I trained was called Happy Heiny, which was a mixture of a zinc cream, an antifungal woman's vaginal cream like Monistat, and Cortade anti-itch cream, which was hydrocortisone 1%, and it was the ointment, not the cream. And we mixed that up in equal parts and put it on at each diaper change, and it worked like a charm. If you continue having problems, then consider changing the diaper brand, even if they're cloth. I hope that helps.
That wraps up our show for today. We appreciate you listening to Newbies. Don't forget to check out our sister show, Preggy Pals for Expecting Parents, Parent Savers for Moms and Dads with Infants and Toddlers, The Boop Group for our moms who breastfeed, and Twin Talks for parents of multiples. Thanks for listening to Newbies, your go-to source for new moms and new babies.
This has been a New Mommy Media production. The information and material contained in this episode are presented for educational purposes only. Statements and opinions expressed in this episode are not necessarily those of New Mommy Media and should not be considered facts. While such information and materials are believed to be accurate, it is not intended to replace or substitute for professional medical advice or care, and should not be used for diagnosing or treating health care problem or disease or prescribing any medication. If you have questions or concerns regarding your physical or mental health or the health of your baby, please seek assistance from a qualified health care provider.
New Mommy Media is expanding our lineup of shows for new and expecting parents. If you have an idea for a new series, or if you're a business or organization interested in joining our network of shows through a co-branded podcast, visit newmommymedia.com. Hey, mamas. Don't forget to check out Mighty Moms. It's our online community built for new moms just like you. Not only can you connect with other moms, but you can also join us backstage for special mom-only online events. And you'll also be notified when we're recording so you can join us as a special guest. Visit our website, newmommymedia.com, and click on the Mighty Moms banner. It's free. That's newmommymedia.com. See you there.